Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And this is going to be a nice healing session tonight. We're going to bring forth, this is Sylvia's job, I guess. I'm kind of excited because we're going to be bringing forth animals from your past that have deceased. And you're going to be able to feel their love energy. So it's going to be a very heartful evening here. And so anyway, we're live here, and as normal, we're always live, and we do healings. If you're a first-time listener, the Creation Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus was from, and they did the healings from Jesus and also downloaded him with the teachings of ascension. And basically, in a nutshell, it's not to go outside of yourself, to stay inside of yourself with your spirit and your body, and to connect, you know, inside of you. That's why he said, go within, you know, the kingdom is within. And the other thing that he said was to be like a child, which means to release your emotional density so you can be very innocent, so that your spirit can be with you during this journey. So this is kind of what the teachings are. So I'd like you to remember that throughout the show. And this is what we're doing on the show, is to help you to get more into your body to prepare for ascension. And so what we're going to first do is a sample healing here. And this is a chakra alignment. And your chakra system is basically invisible. And it works with every cell in your body along with every organ. And then they also have different names for what they do. And we don't get into that too much. We just talk about it slightly here. And we open them up so that you can get more vital life force energy to you from your spirit. If you don't have a spirit in your body, I'll just go a little further here. If your spirit is 100% out of your body, or say 99% out, your chakra energy will be like zip. And so you want to be in your body to have this healing energy go to you, all the organs and cells in your body. So this is why it's so important to have your spirit with you, because it promotes the healing. It's the conduit for healing from the divine. And it is the divine. So this is why you need to just go into your heart center to connect. Because the divine is not outside of yourself. There was an old joke years ago that I heard. You know, the person said, well, when an earthquake happens, everybody looks up. Well, that's not where the divine is. You want to go into your heart. So anyway, we'll continue on here. So we'll do a chakra alignment here. And go to your heart center first, and we're going to realign that for you. The light ship is going to do this. All the healings on this show are performed by the Creation Light Ship and the Light Being Doctors. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. They do this for you. And these healings will work on the archives. So here we go. Moving the heart center around. Good. Throat chakra. Boy, you guys feel really in tune tonight. That's great. Third eye. Feels good. Power chakra. That feels very good. Second chakra, a little bit off for some of you now. There we go. Great. And now we're going to your first chakra. There we go. Wonderful. We're doing opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, we're going to open your chakras up to full body width. Normally they're probably, we'll just say, 2 inches in diameter. And you're going to feel maybe a surge of energy go through you as you have more vital life force energy flowing through your body for healing. I've had some people comment that after doing this, their whole body got very hot and they began to sweat, which is just the fact that you're getting more spiritual energy into your physical body. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Forehead, spin, 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 open. Going back down now to chakra number 3, your power chakra. Solar plexus, spin, 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 spin. Okay, a few of those are reversed right now, so we're going to move those around. Remember, when you get thoughts projected to you, psychic attacks, somebody thinking bad thoughts toward you, your chakras will change direction. This is why we do this alignment every time here. And this is why people say that, you know, thoughts are very negative, that they're projected to people, and they can cause you physical harm. So we have some people where the chakras are turned backwards because they were being basically psychically attacked. There we go. Moving it around now. Perfect. Third chakra. spin, open. Second chakra, that feels like the same thing. So I'll move this one around now for the people that are reversed. There we go. And they can be upside down, too, and backwards, but what I'm seeing here is basically they're just out of order and reversed. So there we go. Perfect. Spin, open. And now first chakra, this is the base of your tailbone. Spin, open. Wonderful. And now what we're going to do is do an entity clearing. Entities attached to us through our pain and trauma, fear, and they come into our consciousness. So if you ever had a really bad day where nothing seemed to work right for you and you started maybe yelling and screaming or something, at that point your spirit leaves you through these traumas, and an entity can come into you, and they like to argue because they live on your life force energy, and when you argue, this is how they get energy from you. So in a sense, they're kind of like energy vampires, but that's kind of a negative thing to say about them. They're actually the emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they don't know that they're typically, in a sense, dead. A lot of them may perceive that, but their life is through living in a physical life form, and so they have to look for something to hang on to their present life, which might be your life, and then they can relive their life of the past through you, and also the past of all the bodies that they've hopped into. So they could be bringing to you their baggage of maybe 1,000 different lives of other people living right now, and all of a sudden they want to experience a certain life through you. So this is why it's not good to have entities coming into your consciousness. So here we go. And they can also take away your healing energy from your body. Like if you had a cut someplace on your body, that's going to attract entities to you because they're going to get that energy of healing to live on that. And so you may not have a very good healing as the entities come to you. This is why you want to have your spirit in your body. This is what this show is all about, is to get you into your body with your spirit to promote healing and to promote your awakening consciousness for ascension and just to be a spiritual person, to connect to the divine in you. This is what we're all about here. So I'm going to clear away these entities here. And they're being released from you. You might feel energy leave your body. And these energies are going to the earth spirit. These are energies that the earth spirit created. This is the only energy that I ever sent to the earth, because the earth spirit created this energy to experience life through you. And basically, these were created to experience love energy of the people on the planet, on the surface here, so the earth spirit can enjoy the love that you have toward one another. And that sort of got changed throughout time here. And, you know, the emotional bodies now are how you react to things, of what's going to happen to you, maybe in a negative fashion. So the whole process got kind of changed around here. And here we go. Okay, now we're going to bring more of you into your body. Remember, if you're not in your body, who is? You want to be in your body. And most people are only 20%. So here we go. We're going to bring more of you back in. So they're coming in. We're clearing your spirit out from these densities that have picked up from the emotional body and the traumas that you've experienced, because your spirit will not want to come back here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. And we're going to clear away some more entities here. But the fast chat is kind of active tonight here. There we go. Yeah, we're going to be doing some healings on your past spirit. And also, the main thing is to bring that love energy of a pet that passed on to you, so you can feel this wonderful energy of your past pet. And it can also, at that point, do a healing for you if you have any trauma and sadness from it leaving. So this is going to be a very wonderful healing tonight. And most pets, you know, have unconditional love, as you probably all, you know, well know about this here. So here we go. More of you is coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good for most of you here. Do one more empathy clearing. Yeah, this is like icing on the cake here, I hope. There we go, and bringing you more in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And now we're going to connect you to your spirit in your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you should be continuously in your life. It's hard to stay here, just living an earthly life, but this is where you want to connect for your spiritual guidance, not outside of yourself. So here we go. Visualize, if you would, the 10th floor of the elevator being on your forehead. This is your waking consciousness. When you use the word ego, remember the ego has to surrender to your heart. And your heart will be the first floor. We're going to drop you down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and if you would like to scroll down on your monitor screen to have the light being in front of you. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. Any one of the knives will work. Then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see the beautiful light being. If you wish to talk with us during the program, just use the BBS Fast Chat. And we're there, and I'm here right now, and we're going to activate this light being right now for you, and then we'll turn it over to Sylvia. So here we go. Just look at the light beam. And you may want to blink your eyes maybe once every 5 seconds or so. And if you're very sensitive, you may want to put your hand over the monitor screen, maybe 6 inches or so away, and you're going to be able to actually feel the presence. Here we go. There we go. She's activating now. You might start to see her face become more three-dimensional. And you may see the light beams change. Okay. Wonderful. She's looking great to me. And you may start feeling that love connection between her and your heart. The Creation Lightship only does heart healings. They work heart to heart. This is love energy. It's not mind energy. So you're never going to feel the divine inside of your head. So here we go. She's activated fully now. And you may want to put your hand over the monitor screen and just feel the presence of her energy. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, as you talked about earlier, we are going to do those beautiful pet healings, and but that's not all. We have some other things in mind tonight, too, to also work with houseplants, flowers and so forth, crystals, light frequencies, birds, oxygen from the light ship, and all kinds of wonderful things. So just basically sit back, relax. We have a question on the fast chat. How much do we need to concentrate while you do the healing? So what do you say about that, Ron?
Just showing up is all that you have to do. So as far as trying to really get into what I'm doing, just sit there. Don't make out a big effort to try to figure something out. Remember, these light beings are so intelligent, and they have your whole database on the Creation Lightship of who you are. And so they're using that to do the healings with you. So just sit back and relax. And I would just strictly, if you want to concentrate, just try to feel or sense the energies moving through you. As far as attempting to do the healing with them or to maybe try to move more energy in your body or anything else, I wouldn't even bother. You can have your arms crossed, your legs crossed. It makes no difference whatsoever. That's just a human type of belief system, and it may be true down here, but to the light ship, it doesn't matter. You know, you can be you don't even have to believe in anything to have a healing. So, just be present. You want to be in your body naturally. You do not want to meditate. I can say that as you go out of your body if you do that. So you want to be in your body because, like I said earlier, your spirit's the conduit for healing. So if you're out of your body listening to us here, which hopefully you're not, then you won't receive a healing. So you must be in your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we do have one more question that pertains to what we're going to do. So that is, what if someone has never had a pet who has passed on? Can they connect maybe with a pet that's maybe they had and is still living, or a pet that maybe just moved away, didn't pass away?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Just think of a pet then in your consciousness, and we're going to bring in the love energy of that animal to you. So this is all about heart energies. And, some people might have an issue, like I said earlier, with an animal that passed on. Maybe you were, 10 years of age, and maybe you're 60 right now, and it's been 50 years ago, and you have a memory of that beautiful animal, that beautiful dog maybe, and it's always on the back of your mind wondering how it is, what it's doing, et cetera, where is it. Maybe it had a traumatic death, and, maybe that's bothering you. So this is a healing aspect for you. And, the dog will come to you, the spirit of the dog, and show you the love that it has for you. So it may be even emotional for some people. So what we're going to do is three different pets. Because we probably have all had maybe three pets. It could even be a bird, but that's your choice. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I was just going to say let's just get started.
Okay, so you can think about what pet you'd like to bring to you. And if you have, like, say, a neighbor's dog that you may want to connect with to feel their love energy toward you, that's fine, too. But mainly, this is designed so you can have a healing from your past, okay? So we'll bring the first energy now. So just think of one animal in their name and just keep it in your consciousness now. And the light ship is going to connect with you. Go to the database, the records on the creation light chip, and it will connect to the spirit of this animal, your pet. And I'm going to count to 10, and this love energy is going to be all around you of your pet. And it will go to your heart naturally and do some healing work with you. And we'll allow you to be with this energy for probably a couple minutes or so. And so here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm getting kind of choked up by the energy that's out there by you people. So this is going to be a very healing night. So we'll put some music on here. And your beautiful pet's now with you. And what we're going to do next is animal number two. And someone did ask if they could do a loved one that maybe passed away. And, yeah, you could exchange that, too, for that if you like. But this is animal number two. And just think of them in your consciousness, and I'll count to ten. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Remember, scan your heart. Number three, and again, just think of the name of the pet, and we'll count to 10 now, and this energy will be brought to you down from the light ship here. You won't be on the light ship. We're just doing this from the light ship down to you now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So have this nice reunion now. Divine communion with your third pet here. one more request here. I guess to do more pets. So we'll just do one more pet for everyone here. So again, just think of that next pet in your consciousness here. And we'll count to 10 as the light ship brings in the spirit of this wonderful pet. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, stay heart connected. Here, can we send love healing to an ancestor? Try to bear with me on this here, and I'll try to answer this the best way that I can here. The spirit in your ancestor is already created of love, so it is love energy, which is what your spirit is. So all spirits know each other, and so they don't really need any love from you, okay? You can think about them. But the body is what you're more than likely thinking about, not the spirit, because the spirit's already in love, is created in love, and all spirits that were created in love by the creation light ship are already in that resonant frequency. So they don't really need your energy at all. This is why Jesus said to stay within yourself, go within, you know, to the kingdom, which is you, in your heart, okay, not to go outside of yourself. So that's one way to answer the question. The other way would be to say, well, the physical body that you might think about, well, that's already in love energy from the planet Earth because it was made up of the elements of the Earth, and the Earth holds that love energy. And so that energy, even though it may be deceased in a casket or just turned back into dirt again, we'll say, if it's, you know, really old, that is still love energy from the planet expressing itself through it. So your body's already loved by the planet. So I hope that kind of answered your question. I know it's a very good question to ask. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Let's talk for a couple minutes just about the pet healings that are available with the Lightship in case anyone has a pet that maybe has a special need or a situation. Ron, can you talk just a little bit about some of your experiences with that?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with dogs before that were very angry, that maybe wanted to bite people, and most of that is just trauma that the dog is hanging on to. So I can do a mental clearing just like we do for people with dogs. I can do emotional clearing with them to take away that trauma also. So, yes, I do work with animals that way. Then also we do Lightship healings with them too, where they actually go to the Creation Lightship and have healings performed with them. So that's another thing that we do. So hopefully that answered that question. But, yeah, the Lightship does have special facilities for animal healing. Yes.
Yeah, isn't it true there's actually a ship specially for the animals?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And so they pull off the database of the animal. Actually, animals are much easier to heal than humans because they don't have all that emotional trauma because they don't think, we'll say, as much as we do. Our problem is our thoughts, you see. Remember, your body is created from thought, and the thought is what causes your illnesses. Or an animal may just know about maybe like a horse being maybe hit too much by their owner or something, you know, with a whip or something like that, or spurs. So it's much easier to heal. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and also, what about plant healing? Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people commenting since they've been on the calls. In fact, we have an interesting one from Kyle, if you want to read it, on the blinking flower there. I wish he could talk about it physically here, but well, since he's been going up to the Lightship on various sessions here on these calls here, and then also on the calls that we do weekly, somehow he's managed to attract in the middle of a city, according to him, I guess a rabbit or two and a bunch of birds, and they all come to his property. So what he does is when we go up to the Lightship, he takes probably his plants, maybe his land that his little house is on, and it's a sacred space for the animals. So that's quite something. Another lady who's in New York, she has birds. I'm not sure what they are, maybe cockatiels, I think, but they start chirping all the time. I get people who go on the calls. They sit outside, and their dog or their cat comes over to them and just sits next to them. I've had dogs actually turn upside down, laying on the bed next to people. They just can't wait to go on the Lightship. And with flowers and stuff, I've had people comment that they have a lot more flowers in their yard. They're larger physically, and they'll even live longer after they're cut in water, like in a vase, you know, on their table. So, yes, there's a lot of validations to what the Lightship is doing for these energies once you bring them up to the Lightship for healing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we're talking about the different expressions of divine love throughout the plant and animal kingdom and the world of nature, which has so many healing elements to it, like crystals and water, oxygen, and so forth. So let's talk about and maybe bring in some light frequencies and some colors. One thing that we've talked about in the past a little bit, in case anyone's listening for the first time, is the new rainbow colors that have come about in the last few years since the Lightship has been here. And if you've seen a rainbow recently, or if you haven't, if you take a garden hose and spray water in the sun and watch the colors, they've really changed. Ron, do you want to talk about how you've seen that or when that first happened?
Yeah, I think it happened probably, I'm just guessing, about, let me think here, I think maybe 4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. There's been a lot that's happened here, but that's one of the aspects of the ascension of the universal frequencies changing. So the old rainbow, the colors were sort of muddied. They were not very defined, where they cross over from one color to the next. The new rainbow now, which is here, each color has its own particular colored band, and they're very neon, fluorescent, kind of translucent in color. It's very obvious to see. It's very, very beautiful. So what we'll do is bring in the energy of the new rainbow here with the different color frequencies for you. And we'll bring it in through the Creation Lightship insignia. So if you'd like to scroll down underneath the light beam or click on the center little icon there in the fast chat and just bring it up on your monitor screen, you can. And I'm going to activate mine right now here. So just kind of watch it here. And this is the Creation Lightship insignia that the doctors wear on their uniforms here. Remember, they take physical form, and they are physical on the light ship. And we're going to bring through now the rainbow energy from the Creation light ship to this insignia. So just kind of sit back and relax here. Nothing for you to do. And you're going to feel the presence of this energy around you if you're a feeler. And it will actually go into your room and do like a room purification for you as it comes in too. This is the benefit of these shows, is that you may notice after a while, as your consciousness integrates more with these higher vibratory frequencies, we'll call them, as you resonate more with them, you're going to find that your life is changing without you doing anything. And so right now the energies are being activated. And this light ship insignia will start to, again, just like the light beam picture, start to lift off the page. And you're going to feel the beautiful love energy and just the radiation of all these frequencies now coming off this here. So put some music on so you can experience this here. And we're already, we'll be running over tonight for our show. So if you're back east, just kind of hang in a little bit longer. We'll probably go an extra 15 minutes here, the way it's looking here, to cover what we like to cover for everyone for healing. So we have the permission of Don to do this. So thank you, Don. And we'll put some music on for everyone. And just sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful rainbow energy now. And this, again, will work on the archives. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay. Well, that was wonderful. Let's see. Is there any other color or light frequencies that you'd like to bring in while we're on that subject?
Yeah, I like bringing in the golden energy. The gold is very nice, and it's kind of energizing. So I'll bring in the gold energy. Maybe we can bring in an oxygen, too, after this, maybe. Sylvia, what do you think?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
So we're tuning in now to the gold energy. It'll come in through the light chip here, the insignia. And we also sell these if you're interested. We have the light bean and the insignia that we sell to people. They're $10. And you may want to connect with me, and then we can energize it for you in your hands when you get it. So just give me an email if you'd like to have one. Send me a check, and we can go from there on it. So here we go. This is being energized again here. And this is the gold energy coming in to your room. Wonderful. Feels great. Okay, so just sit back again and relax and just partake of this nice communion with this golden energy. Energy from the creation light ship. I'm going to bring in all 12 divine source energies that created everything right now. And we'll bring this in to this insignia. And I'll just count them down here. So number one is going to come through. And it's coming and it's here right now. Number two. Thank you. Number three. Good. Number four. You may feel your body shifting. Number five, these are energies that you have inside of yourself that you're created from. Okay? Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. And 11. And number 12. Beautiful. And they'll do healings on you, so request healings now, and just sit back and relax, and they'll do as much as they can do for you at this time. Shelby, I think we'll do an auction. That sound okay with you?
Oh, that sounds great. Might tell people about the 18 oxygens on the ship?
Sure. So there are 18 different types that we can breathe up there. Each one is a different sensation. I think we'll bring in three of them. So this is going to be quite an experience for most of you out there, because we all breathe and we can all sample how the oxygen actually feels, where other things may be a little more distant to us, trying to feel an energy. But when you breathe in, you actually can feel it. So here we go. We're going to bring in, they want to bring in oxygen number three here. So they tell me what they want to do for us. So we're going to bring in number three through the lightship insignia here. So just sit back and relax again. Take a deep breath. And then exhale. And you'll find the next couple of minutes, it'll be a little different for you. So maybe you want to inhale a little strongerly, maybe in about 45 seconds here. So here we go. This is number three oxygen. So it's coming in right now into your room. And let's put some music on so you can enjoy hearing this here. And there's the thunder. Want to bring to us number 11. So again, here comes oxygen number 11 to us to breathe. So it may take a little bit of time for it to come here to saturate your room and your lungs. So stay in about 20 seconds. So take a deep breath, then exhale, then take a few more here. Okay, we'll bring in another one. They want to bring in number 17. So start taking a deep breath here. And have this wonderful experience here, this wonderful new oxygen here. And it's starting to come in right now. And enjoy. Thinking of the words of the song from Van Halen, Love Walks In. You know, it's very wonderful. It's a new sense of change. That Kyle normally writes it on here. So, Kyle, maybe you can type it in. The new sense of change, nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. So it's just beautiful words. That's the energy of the divine coming back into you for their full expression of who you are, to partake in this beautiful love energy. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, since we're able to go over for a few minutes, I'd like to talk about some of the comments on the fast chat for anybody who's listening and isn't able to get on to the fast chat. And we had some wonderful comments from Sylvia and Rob and kids in Canada. I guess when they've been going to the light ship for healings, they've been taking some of the stray cats from around their neighborhood, and apparently they're all looking great and big and healthy with nice shiny coats, so that's really special. That's very nice. And Elizabeth was just mentioning a minute ago that the air that she was breathing felt like it got pepperminty, so it'd be interesting if anybody else had that same feeling, if you could type that in and let us know too. That's pretty neat. And I'd like to ask next, Ron, if we could bring in the energy of Mother Mary with the roses.
Well, that's a good idea. Wonderful. Okay. So here we go. We do this at times when we go to the light ship on the conference calls that we have. This is where the people are actually partaking of these beautiful energies. This is what I do, you know, weekly on my conference call line. And the cost is only $20 for an hour ship healing. So I'm going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary now. And she'll be coming in through the light ship insignia. Remember, this is her first incarnation energy. So it'll be the purest form of who she is. It's not stepped down through the dimensions. It's her actual spirit energy that she was created with here. And there's the words. And then you sense a change, and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. So it's very beautiful. And we're going to bring in the energy of the roses that Mary at times will bring. You may smell them, or you may just feel their love energy coming from them here. It's kind of what she wants to do now for us here. And it's also how much awakened we are to perceive these energies, too. So they're coming in right now, and I'll put another song on for everybody here to listen to. And here we go. So again, just sit back and relax. And you can feel this wonderful love energy from Mother Mary. Sylvia, back to you. We'll do another healing here. We're going to bring in the energy of one of the divine beings here. And we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael from the Light Ship. And what I always mention on the Light Ship, whenever you bring in any type of energy and you're attempting to have it come into you, regardless of what it is, always have your spirit and your heart connect to it first and have it bring it in to you. Remember, we normally just work on our minds, so you can bring in any kind of energy into your mind and think that it's the true energy, where your spirit has discernment and will only bring in things of the divine energy aspect to you. So this is your only true spiritual protection from stray energies out there. Remember, it's a mixed bag of tricks with energy that people bring in for channeling, etc. So the only true energies that will not harm you or steal your soul, we'll say, and steal your soul, are ones that come in through your heart center. So you want to definitely, when you bring something into yourself, asking for something to come to you, have it come in through your heart and through your spirit. And ultimately, you don't really need the energies because your spirit is made up of all the energies anyway. But at some point, you may realize that. But until that time occurs, if you do need to call upon something, make sure your spirit is the one that's helping you bring it into you. And, you know, don't use the mind matrix out there because that's the trap. So here we go. Here comes Archangel Michael, and he will only connect into your heart center. You will not find him in your head. So here he comes here, and he's coming in through the Creation Lightship insignia. and you may feel the presence of this wonderful being. And we know him here as Archangel Michael. Elsewhere, he's known as something else. This is the original spirit creation energy. And we'll put some music on here as it comes in. And again, just, ask for spiritual guidance and healing if you would. They will never do anything against your free will. And it's up to you to request your healings because they always see you as perfect. The light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is a prediction. And predictions are not done by the light. Sylvia, back to you.
Okay. Oh, that was wonderful. So let's see. How about, I think we have a little bit more time, if we could bring in the energy of the some of the crystals that are on the Creation Lightship, which some of them, as I understand, are ones we may be familiar with, and others may be that we're not familiar with from Earth.
Okay, yes, that'd be fine. Wonderful. Yeah, I love doing this here. So we're going to first bring in is an energy that's up there. These are large crystal points. Some are about 10 foot in diameter by maybe 100 foot in length. And these are like pure silver energies. They look like chrome, okay? And this is somewhere else on some other maybe dimension, some other planet, we'll say. And so here they come, and you're going to feel this wonderful, wow, very powerful. So they're here. Okay, so just sit back and relax. And again, these are conscious beings, so you want to, again, request your healings. And just enjoy this beautiful crystal energy as it flows through and around you. Very strong. sending out another crystal-type energy from the light ship here. And let me see what they want to bring forth. They're bringing the large energy from the amethyst crystal geode up there. And it'll start to come into your room now through this light ship insignia. And Cal made a nice comment, which is true. If you're not in the now, then you're in the matrix. And that's the matrix of thought to sidetrack you from your divinity inside of yourself. So this is where you want to be, is always inside. And here's the energy of the large crystal geode of amethyst. Very beautiful. Pure divine energy coming to you. Turn it back over to you again.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'd like to bring in the energy of the hummingbirds from the light ship.
Okay, so we'll bring them in through the creation light ship insignia. Again, these are special hummingbirds that are there. They're larger than ours. They're kind of like the size of a cat, in a sense, like a cat body with wings. So here they come here. Oh, it's a very, very gentle, loving energy here. Very, very beautiful. So, again, sit back and relax here. And have some nice comments here on the fast chat, too, about the energy so far. So anyone else would like to share, we'd like to see them on there if you want to come on. So here comes the hummingbird energy. Very beautiful. These are very precious beings. about the dolphins, Sylvia. Should we bring those in?
I don't think you'll get any complaints from anybody for bringing the dolphins in. They're such a favorite. So wonderful.
Okay, so here comes the Creation Lightship Dolphins. And they'll be coming in through the Lightship insignia. They come in threes. With most of the beings are normally in threes. And you may feel this beautiful, playful energy around you here as they come in. And they're coming in right now. Wonderful. So, again, like we say, there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax and just enjoy this wonderful energy. And, again, you can request healing, and they'll do what they can do to help you with this here. These are all heart-based energies, and they come in through your heart. They'll never come in through your head because the light only works with heart energy, not mind energy. That's one of the fallacies of New Age metaphysics is the mind now. Everything is heart. In the whale energy with the dolphins. Back to you.
Okay, well, you know, we should probably mention about the upcoming 4-hour Ascension preparation call, which is coming up very soon, just in actually 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay, so yes, it starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. It's on the 13th. And you want to just contact me to get on it. The cost is $60, and it's a 4-hour lightship healing. Very wonderful. Once you're on one of those, you really know that the divine is there to help you, so along with whatever else we do. But it's just a special time, and it's just wonderful. And you're all having a little taste of what the lightship can do. And then we have sessions, you know, Mondays and Fridays for $20, too. 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So we'll bring in, I guess, maybe one more energy, Sylvia. What should we bring in before we close here?
Let's see. Well, how about the energy of grace to leave everyone with tonight?
Okay, the energy of grace?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll bring in the grace energy here. and it'll come in through the Lightship insignia. And we'll also bring in the energy of peace because it's Friday. And some places now it's actually Saturday. Or even maybe later if you're elsewhere. So here we go. Here comes grace energy and the energy of peace here. Coming in and just kind of relax. Allow it to flow through you. Wonderful, and here it is. Evening here. The energy will be with you in your room for probably about a half an hour. And if you happen to be on the East Coast, I'll be going to the New Life Expo in New York in Manhattan. That'll be around the middle of next month. So hope to see you there if you're in that area. So I guess we'll just say blessings to all of you here and have a wonderful evening of what's left with it. And also, just stay in your bodies, keep your spirit in your body, and stay in your heart.
I'd like to invite everyone to scroll down to the bottom of the Creation Lightship page and just read about the show tomorrow night, which is going to be a very beautiful sacred healing experience. So we invite you all to join us tomorrow at 9 p.m. And until then, much love to all, and good night.
And good night, and I love getting emails from you. And if you'd like to get on our email list, the very bottom of the page here has the email list that you can sign up for. So blessings to all of you.